In Philadelphia, a mistake by a hospital laboratory has led to the death of two patients. That's according to a report released yesterday by the Pennsylvania State Health Department. The two patients who died at St. Agnes Medical Center were among hundreds of people who received incorrect doses of a blood-thinning medication. Joining me now is Dr. Bruce Klegger. He's the director of the Bureau of Laboratories for the State Health Department. Good morning, Dr. Klegger.
Good morning, Alex.
What is the name of the drug these people got, and why did they get it?
Well, the name of the drug was Coumadin, and the generic version is known as warfarin. And patients receive this drug in order to thin their blood frequently after surgery, or if they have a heart condition, they might want a thinner blood consistency so that the heart doesn't work quite so hard.
Is this normally thought of as a safe medication?
It is considered a safe medication. However, it's a relative term. I've been told that it's the cause of the third most common medical error that is out of CDC just this week.
Well, what did go wrong at the St. Agnes Medical Center? What led to the problems there?
Well, the laboratory ordered an incorrect component of the test for the amount of time it takes a person's blood to clot, which is a measure of the effect of Coumadin. And when they received the new component of the test, they didn't run parallel studies using the old and the new component of the test. And then they did an incorrect calculation and got levels of clotting time, which were too low. The physicians then adjusted the medication to raise this level, and this caused a problem.
Two of the elderly patients there died. What happened to the others, hundreds of people, who got the incorrect dosage of this medication?
Well, we have a clinical team in the hospital right now with the assistance of CDC. The health department is leading an investigation of the clinical aspects of this whole situation, and they're going through medical charts to determine exactly what was the effect of this error in the laboratory.
Are there patients who are still getting this medication at St. Agnes?
I don't know that. I think the medical team is going to find that out, but it wouldn't surprise me if there were still patients on Coumadin. The testing for the level of clotting is being done in another hospital at this time until we receive an adequate, what we call, plan of correction, indicating to our satisfaction that the St. Agnes Laboratory is capable of performing these tests.
What is your department, the State Health Department, going to be doing about this lab at St. Agnes? Do you plan to take any action against it?
Well, we've taken what's called a conditional level deficiency, where we require a plan of correction, but this is only preliminary. This is part of a larger investigation, which includes the hospital, a skilled nursing facility that's attached to the hospital, and the whole situation. So what action will be taken will have to be determined at a later date.
Earlier in the interview, Dr. Klegger, you said that a recent report from the Centers for Disease Control said that this drug is one of the three most commonly associated with medication errors. Is there anything that people who are getting blood-thinning medication should be doing to try to help themselves?
Oh, absolutely. The patient must be aware of what's happening to themselves. It's important for the patient to be involved. And when you have a laboratory test, especially a sequential series of laboratory tests, as many of these patients do, they should be aware of changes. And if a change doesn't look right to them, or if they're getting any kind of physical symptoms that would indicate that their blood isn't clotting properly, they should go back to their physician and raise the question as to whether the test was done right or the dosage is correct. That's certainly, the patient must be intimately involved in this.
Dr. Klegger, thank you for speaking with us.
Well, thank you, Alex.
Dr. Bruce Klegger is director of the Bureau of Laboratories for the Pennsylvania State Health Department.